Welcome to it. Welcome to the Sports Talk. My name is Matthew Simpete, and today we will be tapping into Naturena, where we'll be talking about Kaizer Chiefs. They've just made an appointment of Mulifi Nteki as one of their youth development coaches, and he will be doing a very big job. Like Vina Maphosa, you know, have said it, like they've made an appointment of Mulifi Nteki. It's one of the big announcements for Kaizer Chiefs. So basically, even if you can say Mulifi Nteki will be Kaizer Chiefs, and Kaizer Chiefs will be Mulifi Nteki, definitely wouldn't be wrong, because even the coach himself, whoever might be, then they will be reporting to the man, Mulifi Nteki. Currently, he's 51 years of age. I think he's still young in football.
Yeah, hi, my name is Matthew Simpete. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on dailysun.co.za Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics, and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts, and many more. They will be discussing a lot of information, especially for you, Daily Sun readers. Let's meet on the Sports Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Well, they've said it, that don't get down because of haters hating you, but rather you have to shove that off and make sure that you make the best out of whatever that is that the people are hating you. Well, I'm referring to Mulifi Nteki, you know, the guy who has been sort of, he's undergone a lot of things. I mean, he's went by a lot of hatred, especially during his Bafana Bafana days, whereby, you know, a lot of supporters, because when you lose, then the people start calling you names. But, you know, he believed in himself, and he's basically the seed of himself, you know, Mulifi Nteki. And he's one of those ones who are not afraid of taking challenges. And he's taken the big role at Kaizer Chiefs, whereby he will be, you know, working alongside the big coach that will be announced by the club itself, you know, probably today, which is Tuesday, the 1st of June 2021. And we're hoping that the coach that they will be announcing, he will be the one who has been working with Mulifi Nteki for quite some time. And, you know, we as the Sports Talk, you know, we believe in the 51-year-old from Botshabelo. And, you know, a lot of people have been asking themselves questions like, who is this Mulifi Nteki guy? You know, from the SAFA days, where they were, you know, a bit confused about Mulifi Nteki. Well, he's been, he's a teacher by profession. I mean, between 1988 and 1999, he was focusing on his teaching career, whereby, I mean, he's going to school to do that. And over the years, I mean, he has been coaching at school and stuff like that. That's when he managed to get this football thing. But basically, you know, growing up from Botshabelo in 1969, Mulifi Nteki is one of those coaches in South African football that are well respected. And, you know, during his early years of his football career, he played for Uni Saints. I mean, he likes to talk about the Uni Saints himself. And that was before he joined the Welkom Stars. And that is where, these are the teams whereby he played for. He didn't play that long, but he spent a lot of time, you know, as a coach. And after a year of coaching, of playing previously, then he resigned, you know, to open up an academy. But now it didn't go well. And at the end of the day, he found himself, you know, in 2007, in charge of the famous Harmony Sports Academy. That is massive, you know, for Kaizer Chiefs. I mean, they caught the big fish here. And along that, you know, he received a lot of offers, you know, from African warriors in Qwaqwa and, you know, teams like your Qwaqwa Stars as well. In 2009, he got another offer, you know, by Seramele Tswaka to be the assistant. At the time, Seramele was the coach of the under-20 of South Africa. Then months later, he landed an opportunity, you know, to be Sheikh Mashaba's assistant as the SA under-23 coach, which is good. And at the end of the day, in 2010 and 2014, that's when he started working for Bloemfontein Celtic as the team's assistant coach. And in 2014, he was appointed as the head coach of the under-17s of South Africa, whereby, I mean, he led them to the FIFA World Cup in Chile in 2015, if I remember that well. And under his leadership, you know, the SA under-17 qualified for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations, where they were, you know, the runners-up. And in 2016 and 2018, that's when he led, you know, the team to the COSAFA Cup. But basically in 2018, that's when Mulifi Nteki was elevated to become the assistant coach of Stuart Baxter at Bafana Bafana, along with Thabo Senong. And in 2019, he was Baxter's right-hand man. I mean, I would be right, you know, to put it that way. He's worked, you know, under tremendous coaches like Stuart Baxter is one of the coaches that everybody believed in. And his dream came true, you know, in 2019 when he was announced as the new Bafana Bafana coach. Unfortunately, things didn't go well, you know, for Ntseki because he failed to qualify the South African national team for AFCON competition. That's when all hell broke loose, and then he was sacked as the Bafana Bafana coach following their 2-0 loss to Sudan. But currently now, Kaizer Chiefs, they've taken a big, 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 big man here. And Mulifi Ntseki, I mean, he's one of those underrated coaches, and I'm sure that he will be doing exceptionally well, you know, for Kaizer Chiefs. Basically, one wouldn't be wrong as well as saying Ntseki will be a big blessing for Kaizer Chiefs. You know, in himself, like, I mean, when he was introduced by the club in the audio that was being conducted by Vina Maphosa, who's the club's head of communication. You know, he said, Ntseki said some interesting things about the Motaungs. Looks like he's got, a pinch of blood in him, which is a Motaung, because he calls himself, you know, Motaung wa Ramakele. That's how he says, and even when he's at the mountains, then he would normally talk about that one. And he believes himself that he's one of the Motaungs, and now he found himself in this particular team. Did you know that Kaizer Chiefs, you know, they touted for Mulifi Ntseki even before he joined Bafana Bafana in 2019? Well, Kaizer Motaung has revealed, you know, such things. And you will hear more, from Kaizer Motaung when he was talking about Mulifi Ntseki. But first, let's hear what Mulifi Ntseki, when he joined Kaizer Chiefs, what is that? And what is that he's got planned for the big team?
Yeah, I think I need to thank the club. I need to thank the chairman. I need to thank everybody that has made Kaizer Chiefs what it is today. I think growing up, watching Kaizer Chiefs on TV and listening to the radio about the play, the players, the success story of Kaizer Chiefs over years, I think it has inspired me over years to say, one day I'll be part of this big brand. And I think joining Kaizer Chiefs, wearing the gold and black colors of Kaizer Chiefs has really made me feel honored. And the ownership that I'm talking about, it comes from the confidence the club has shown in me to bring me on board and to give me this opportunity to grow the brand in whatever way. And I'm really looking forward to make a very big contribution. And the contribution is not only about myself, the contribution is about the team that I am part of. Before, I think it's a very big role with so much responsibility, roles and functions. And I think it calls for one to be very professional. It calls for one to be very creative. It calls for one to have gone through the research and the understanding of who is Kaizer Chiefs, what is the culture, what is the philosophy of the club, the playing style. And I think that will be very important, because if you come into a new position like this, it means you need to move back and get all the background information about the club, and also take the club to a level where the modern trends in football are of prime importance. And I think with a brand like this, it is also very important for us to compete with the best in Africa, to compete with the best in the world, because I think we've got the resources to do that. We've got the leadership to do that. We've got everybody who's part of the project. And the project itself, it means you need to get the best people, you need to get the best players to make the senior team be a winning team. You are coming into an environment where the background, the history, it is so rich. And I think you need to add more into what you see in terms of the bar that has been put up there for everybody who becomes part of this family. Firstly, I think think it starts with grassroots, the development, the progression, the placement of players up to the first team. And I think the most important thing is for us to understand the culture and the philosophy of the club. And that has to be inculcated in the younger players. When you go out and scout, when you go out and identify talent, the most important thing is the talent that you identify must also identify with the brand. And identifying with the brand, it means it's not only about talent, it's also about the personality. Because Kaizer Chiefs is not only about talent, it's about the personality that you bring into the club. The coaches that will be recruiting or the coaches that are currently in the team, it also has to do with the personality and the qualification, the knowledge, the creativity, the understanding of Kaizer Chiefs and its culture and its philosophy. So when you recruit players, when you help to discover talent for the club, taking them through the processes in terms of player development, it has to be in line with the trends, with the current trends in football. Because when the player is promoted to the first team, you must be able to handle the pressure that comes with it. You will be playing for a very big brand. You will be playing for a club that has got millions of supporters. And the stress and the demands are very huge. And so it is very important for us not just to identify talent, but also the personality. We build the personality of a Chiefs player. We build the personality of a winner. And that has to start from grassroots. That has to start from the development, the youth development, going into the different phases of the club, under 13, under 15, under 17, under 19, MDC and the senior team. So those will be very key in terms of who do you bring in as a player, what talent he has got, what personality are you building in that player that will suit into the Kaizer Chiefs culture. And also the type of coaches we have at the club will also be very important, because everybody has to have a buy-in into the objective of the club, a buy-in into what the club wants to achieve, a buy-in in terms of projecting the future for the club.
Well, basically, it's talking about coaches like your Arthur Zwane, your Excuses, you know, your Jimmy Jumbo, your Tshidiso Solonyane. These are some of the guys that he will be working with. And now, you know, the team itself, you know, currently the senior team, they are battling outside of the top eight, you know, having recorded bad. But now you can see where Kaizer Motaung is coming from when he appointed Mulifintseki, and now the coach, you know, the new senior head coach, basically he wouldn't be looking more into the youngsters, but he would be looking into, you know, the experienced players. But Mulifintseki, he would be the one who's drafting, you know, new players in.
I think from outside, every kid, every player, every administrator, every coach, we're all looking forward to be part of this brand. And I think when I came in here, it's a very conducive atmosphere, a very professional atmosphere. As you are driving through the gates, the people you meet from the gates that you tend to speak to, you tell them who you are, they know that you'll be coming. It is not a very long process to fill in everything. It means everything is very professional from the first gate that you go through until you get to the boardroom. So it has been a very warm welcome that I've experienced with the people who are very friendly. By the way, we should always remember that we are talking of love and peace, and everybody in this environment, in this area, they always show the love, they always show peace in them. We spoke about the Motaungs, and I think they've done very well. They've done very well to bring all of us together and to make us one big happy family. And I think coming in here, that was the first thing I could see, that it's one big happy family, irrespective of your role or your position in the club. We all belong to this happy big family, which is Kaizer Chiefs.
Abdul, is that the interest?
Yeah, no, I am Soto. My home language is Soto, and I am Motaung Ramogele, which is the third clan of the Motaungs. The first one is Motaung Wahlalele, which is the leadership of this club. And then the second one is Mutaung Mletsane. So I'm the third of the clan of the Mutaungs. And I think coming in here, it feels good because I'm a traditional person, I'm a cultural person. I come from that background. So being a Mutaung, I'm part of the Hlaleles who happens to be in leadership of the team. So I already feel at home being a Mutaung. As African, we've got the Big Five, and part of the Big Five is the Mutaungs. And I think me being a Mutaung and being a Mutaung Ramakhele, I can always say to the Mutaungs, I am Mulifin Zeki, Mutaung Ramakhele, Nkukutwana Makuwasiya, Le Ringharitlaja, Mutem Rit, Impasim Ritifela, Eminyanya Dutwana.
The best of luck, Mulifi Nseki, at Kaizer Chiefs. Let's hope that, you know, you will survive more than other coaches, because Kaizer Chiefs have been struggling in terms of coming up or winning up coaches that are of the quality that Kaizer Mutaung is looking for. And, you know, it's a brand that needs to be winning a lot of trophies. But Mulifi Nseki currently, I mean, Kaizer Chiefs have been known, you know, for developing players. And now I think they've got the right man, you know, for that position there at Kaizer Chiefs. Well, what we can say is that best of luck. Yeah. Let's meet again on the Sports Talk. My name is Matthew Simpede. sport@dailysun.co.za. That's where you can communicate with us. And we are also on social media. Let's meet again on the next episode of the Sports Talk. Cheers.